Hey there, Softball Universe, and welcome back to another episode of Softball Diaries, episode number 31. I'm your co-host, Alex Klegger, here with Matthew Bogomitsky.
What's up, guys?
Love the energy.
Yeah, we got a packed house, packed show. Yoski's in the house.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Erica's cooking up some meth.
Yum.
Actually, it smells garlicky. Is that zucchini?
Yeah.
Oh, I love garlic
it
zucchini.
It smells really good.
Lasagna?
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, no. All right, also, Cat Burrow's here too.
Meow, smells good, meow.
So, Klegger, what we got in store for us?
I'm pretty excited for today's episode. We're going to lead off with the interview.
Changing up the order today.
Yeah, I'm glad that you finally agreed to be on the show.
Thanks, yeah. Glad to be here.
And then we'll finish up the show probably with two game recaps 2 weeks ago and then last week. Two good games, really looking forward to hashing it out.
Yeah, some recent news, Memorial Day weekend have passed.
Yeah, that
last week.
Labor Day. Sorry, I wrote down Memorial Day.
You wrote down Memorial Day. Not my fault. I'm just reading off the teleprompter.
Anyway, it was a great weekend for me. Went down the beach, really relaxed, happy to get away from everything.
Yeah, we had a barbecue at my house. It got a little raucous, but, no cops were called. No one died.
Do you guys set off any fireworks?
No fireworks.
There's no real traditional way to celebrate. I guess going down the beach is the only real traditional thing.
Yeah, that's true. And then not wearing white afterwards, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's more like the other way around where it's like Labor Day, getting the white, but...
Oh, okay.
More importantly...
Don't wear white after Labor Day.
But people are more excited to start wearing white than to stop wearing white.
I think a lot of people hate wearing white.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Oh, you know, okay. It's like a thing about...
More importantly, football is back.
Here we go. Are you ready for some football?
A Monday night party?
Yeah.
It is a Monday night party. This is a Monday night party.
Doubleheader. Yeah. Eagles played yesterday, and despite looking absolutely awful in the first half, they ended up cruising to an easy victory versus the Jags.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play the Jags.
It's just good to see them get the win and get out of there pretty much.
Yeah, also, in case you didn't know, Ray Rice got cut because... The video came out.
He got released, and then he got indefinitely suspended. He's probably done, but who knows? I mean, yeah. I don't know. Did you see the video that came out today?
I did, and it was rough.
Yeah, it looked really bad.
What did they think happened? Like, I know that they,
I don't know
what happened to the other. Like, the only thing that could have happened in there is that he hit her in the face really hard.
Yeah, it's really bad, and I think that the NFL, not taking a really hard stance on this immediately is going to really come back to bite them in the ass, and it kind of sucks. Like, it's crazy, the initial stuff that came out about it, and then even that for it to wait to this long to get to this point is really just a depressing state of how the U.S. deals with domestic violence.
Okay, you lost me there, but yeah, good point.
Steve Virgo, happy birthday! Yeah, you did it.
You made it to 27.
27?
Yeah.
How was the party?
It's great.
It was good. There's a pinata filled with booze and condoms. They're just actually really great.
Really?
Yeah.
Flavored condoms. Flavored
condoms. Flavored. Through a trading ground.
The booze tasted like condoms, and the condoms tasted like booze.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Mojito-flavored
condoms.
All right, interview with Yoski coming right at ya.
All right, I'm very excited for our interviewee today. It's Yoski Araki.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so first question right off the bat. What's up with your name? I'm just looking at it from my very basic knowledge of Japanese. It looks like Yosuke or something along those lines, mm-hmm. But you go by Yoski.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it started when I was, a little boy.
How little?
I don't know. Probably three. And, just... My name got Americanized, and it just became Yoski.
So what is it? What's your birth name, I guess?
It would be, pronounced Yosuke.
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 Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I mean, my nickname's Buko, but my last name's Bukovetsky, so it got Americanized, too.
Yeah.
Totally the same thing.
Same thing.
Obviously. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I just need to clear the air on that. I feel like a lot of people need it.
Yeah.
More importantly, how was fucking opening up for the Buzzcocks on Friday?
It was alright. It was okay.
What made it super all right?
Just like opening up for such a large amount of people. It was all right. It was whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. I mean, in case people didn't know, you're in a band called The Interest Group.
That's right.
With fellow softballers Steve Ergo and Kyle Garvey.
That's right.
As well as some girl I don't know.
Marissa Lesnick, yeah.
Who hasn't come to softball. Where's your game at, Marissa? Yeah, but you guys were great, I have to say. You know, sort of kind of shoegazery, but maybe, you know, with rock elements in there. Very good. I really enjoyed it. The Buzzcocks were overweight. Oh, one of them was overweight. they were Pete.
Was that the one you know?
Pete Shelley?
Yeah.
No. Kyle's dad used to be in the Buzzcocks. He used to play bass in their heyday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Garvey.
Yeah, but he's not in the band now.
No. He stopped playing in the, I think, the mid-80s.
But he's still friends with them. Yeah?
He described seeing them... like, as it was, he said it was like seeing an old girlfriend. Like, it was bittersweet.
That sounds about like a par for the course for bands.
Yeah.
So, did any Buzzcock give you any advice or any interaction at all?
Yeah. I met Pete Shelley. He was very sweet, very nice guy. He's married to a Japanese woman, I think.
Was that your in?
That was my in, I think, yeah.
It wasn't that we know the old bassist. It's that he's married a Japanese, you know?
And then there's Steve Diggle, who is just a spaz. Buko can...
That was pretty great. Every time he tried to do some stage banter, everyone just was like, what the fuck? And everyone was just like, yay. And then he was doing this thing, but every time he... played like a strum the guitar, he like pointed at the crowd, like he couldn't stop himself.
Every 10 seconds.
Every 10 seconds he started pointing at the crowd.
It sounds like a real showman.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, where are you from originally?
Bucks County, New Hope. Or originally Yardley, then New Hope.
Oh, nice.
Then Philly.
Did you go to Pensbury?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. When'd you graduate?
08.
Interesting. Yeah. We might have some friends in common. Or more friends in common.
More friends in common. That's better. How'd you wind up in Philly?
I went to school at UArts, and then eventually Temple, and I graduated from Temple.
Did you just graduate?
I graduated almost 2 years ago now.
Nice. What'd you major in?
Film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any notable films recently? Did you do the last Transformers? Just wondering.
No, I didn't get to see
okay.
that.
No, I say, So what do you do now?
Now I just do event production for work. I play in the band. I'm doing lighting at Johnny Brenda's here and there. Just making music.
Yeah.
Do you, at Johnny Brenda's, do you control the fog machine?
Yeah, that's me.
Can you turn it down?
I hate that fog.
Why?
Last time I was there, I almost threw up because I like choked on the fog.
Really?
I like the atmosphere, I just don't like the smell or taste.
It was a bit too heavy.
I think
the last show you saw there?
It was Dum Dum Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that good?
It was kind of boring.
I think I saw a Ty Siegel one where I was standing right in front of it. I couldn't see him. It's just a lot of fog.
I'm okay with that. I just don't... It just smells gross.
Yeah, it's a weird smell.
Yeah.
What is it?
Like
what chemical is that?
Seamy.
It's just like...
smell.
Next time I smell it, I'll think about it. Liquid. You going there later tonight?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe go easy on the fog machine.
I'll go easy on the fog.
I don't know. I mean, you know best.
I'll think about you, and I'll turn it off.
I'll turn it from 10 down to 9.
They're like you would go into Mr. Johnny Brenda's office. They're like, what the fuck's with the lack of fog machine?
Yeah.
You're out of here, bro. You have one rule.
Throw me out.
Yeah. So, who would you say is, like, one of the biggest influences in your life? It doesn't even have to be just musically, just, like, life role model.
Life role model. Shit. Am I allowed to curse on this?
Yeah.
I mean, preferably not, like, the kids and all that stuff.
Okay.
We were trying to go for a G rating, but we wasted that on.
Yeah, Kate's virginal ears.
Oh, no.
Let's see. But no, it's fine. Fuck the FCC. Yeah.
Totally regulated, man.
I guess, who would this is so corny.
Just say a corny one.
My brother up in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
Care to, wax methodically about him?
I wouldn't be into the kind of music I'm into without him. He is inspiring for me to pursue academia and stuff like that. He's a really smart dude.
What's he up to?
He went to NYU for psychology and then grad school at Columbia for architecture.
Wow.
And right now he's working for like a design firm, working up software for Google Glass, utilizing it in like workspaces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like
a super
smart guy.
When are you
going to
get your Google Glass, Clugger?
I've tried it on before.
Yeah?
It's a little rough right now, but I think that at least long term, it's definitely something to be very interested in.
Hmm.
So, are you guys close in age, or is he like a few years older than you that really...
He's 29 now, yeah.
Yeah, pretty close.
23.
Yeah.
About to be 24.
You're about to be 24.
When's your birthday?
This Saturday, September 13th.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Very exciting. You're going to become a man.
Yeah. So, just curious, did you vote in the last presidential election?
I did.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Indifferent.
Nice. I think that's the correct answer. Has it turned you off from voting in the future?
No, definitely not. I think voting is very important.
Are you going to vote in the next Philly Senate race? Or Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I think so.
Tom Wolf? Is he going to do it for you? Or are you going to vote for Corbett? Yeah, it's okay. You don't need to. A vote is a confidential thing, folks. I'm not trying to pry
it out. I think I'm
going to
vote for Tom Wolf only because of his name.
Yeah?
Being you know, like the author.
She howls. You know, the author. Okay, do you watch...
Focus. Bring it back.
You watch any TV, Yosuke?
I watch HBO.
Okay, what's your favorite show right now?
I actually just got into Sopranos.
Really?
For the first
time. How many seasons deep are you?
I'm only just finishing the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You still got high hopes, you know. It hasn't
morally
crushed you yet.
Boardwalk Empire is back on tonight.
Are you still watching that show? I don't know. I feel like I do know more people that have stuck with it than I expected.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I filtered out a lot of people last season, but I'm still a diehard fan. I think it's great.
That's good. I never watched the show really.
All right, so see you playing with your iPhone. Do you use Spotify or Pandora or Audio or anything like that?
Yeah, I use Spotify and SoundCloud.
What's your like go-to channel or something like that?
Well, Spotify.
Well, Spotify you don't, but I mean you can. I guess that's true. Never mind.
I make playlists. Yeah, I usually just listen to them.
Would you be against sharing your most popular playlist with us online later?
Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Swag. Capital letters.
Little Softball Diaries podcast subscribers bonus that'll be up on the bonus part of the website.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's definitely some good jams on there.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of nostalgia, personally. any childhood fads that you wish would come back? Like, I wish Pogs,
yeah.
Pogs.
Or Pokemon cards.
Elf is back in Pog form.
Exactly.
I wish The Simpsons would come back.
Oh, yeah.
What's so weird about that is they're still around.
Well, I wish the old Simpsons.
Did you watch the marathon at all?
I don't have cable, so I couldn't. I was really bummed.
I watched too much Simpsons.
I would see it in bars, and I would be like, I wish I could hear it right now.
Kind of loses its effect without being able... Though, I could probably the first 10 seasons just quote it, not needing to hear it.
Yeah.
I can see it and be like, oh, I know what's happening.
Yeah, it is weird. It's been so long, but I still know all the episodes.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle, maybe. Seinfeld's still around.
All right. So this question's kind of deep. It comes directly from our friend Justin Hunt's John Hoof pseudonym, kind of like a... I don't know if it's an art project. I really don't even know. But the question is... If you could change something about yourself, be it physically, mentally, or spiritually, what would it be, and why?
Probably,
so you could...
probably my eyesight, because it's going. Already? Like, little by little, it just keeps on going.
Do you wear contacts?
I don't.
Do you wear glasses?
I should, but I don't.
Do you get headaches? Can you drive at night? What do you, can you read?
I can't drive at night. I can't read signs from a certain distance.
Maybe that's why the fog machine's so bad. But I can't, like, read. It's like, it just,
But I think wearing glasses make, or contact lenses makes your eyesight, I'm pretty sure it's proven that it makes your eyesight worse, because you're constantly, you know...
But your eyesight's getting worse.
Sir, there might be some sort of, like, you know, like, industrial, like, eyesight complex out there that makes it so you have to wear glasses for the rest of your life. But, like, being able to see is probably a better option, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it could be better.
I can survive as I am right now. I can see you right now, but I can't see your books over there very well.
Those are not that far away.
Yeah, those are pretty large print, too.
I can read clockers.
That's the biggest font of the books.
I know.
You should think about this. Everyone watch out. Yosuke's on the road tonight, so... he's also drinking a jumbo-sized mojito. That's
right. At least he admits he has a problem. All right, who's your favorite comedian?
Oh, man, that's really hard.
It wasn't supposed to be that hard.
Like, stand-up comedian?
I don't know, just any comedian. A comedian's... Comedian?
Stand-up, I don't know. Mitch Hedberg is really good.
He is. Dead.
Dead. He's dead.
He's still dead. He's been dead for a long
time.
He's
been dead for a while. That's true.
We can make jokes about it.
Yeah.
I got nothing, though. I'm not going to make a joke.
I don't know. I don't have any good zingers for that.
Like, what would you call... I can't do it.
There's a valiant attempt.
I met somebody the other day in hell, because that's where I am. It's the best I can do.
All right, you know what, honestly, right?
That was good.
Who here could do a better one?
I'm sure a lot of people could do much better
well,
ones.
Well, I said who here.
Oh.
And I'm including myself. Maybe the cat can do a better one. All right. So are you, do you like, you know, summer's coming to a close. Hot or cold weather for you?
I prefer the transitional seasons.
Well, everyone prefers the transitional.
All right, hot. Hot, for sure.
Hot, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I see you wearing a jacket. It's not that cold out right now.
That's true. Do you have a lot of shorts in your wardrobe?
I have two.
Okay, do you wear them a lot, though?
No, I never wear them.
Do you wear pants because you, like, think it's more comfortable, or do you feel like you have to fit in with society and all that stuff?
It's like Johnny Brenda's a no-short zone.
No, it's totally short-friendly.
Only ironic shorts, or, you know,
they
regular
have to be
shorts.
Ironic, yeah.
No Old Navy cargo shorts in there?
No, I wore a pair of Gap shorts, and they told me to leave. Change.
Change immediately. You better have those off in 5 seconds, or you're All right, well, we're making the people at Johnny Brenda's look like real jerks right now.
Yeah,
no, they're really nice.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah, I love the venue.
It is really nice, though. I'd like their sandwiches to improve. All right. Off top, yeah, it smells good in here, okay?
Let's change the subject.
Yes, let's.
How many children do you want to have?
Probably six.
Six. That's a good number. Is there a split, you know, 50-50? Or you
no, it's all going to be guys.
Oh, just six guys?
Just six guys.
That's weird.
Is there something against women? Or, you know, you kind of need a woman involved in the whole procreation process.
Yeah, no. It's nothing against women.
That's good.
You just like having, yeah. Are you going to teach them how to play softball? You
know,
no.
No sports.
No sports.
Just, gender neutral things, or
no? I want them to be manly. I just don't want them to play sports.
Okay.
Am I karate? Is that allowed to be asked?
No, because that's like, you know, perpetuating stereotypes.
So you want them to fail at school?
Speaking of perpetuating stereotypes, do you know where Malaysia Flight 370 is?
Yeah, we all know.
What the fuck? How did this happen? We were doing so well like 2 minutes ago.
Just curious. I asked for a friend.
All right, here's a very serious question.
All right.
How's my mojito tasting?
It's really good.
Okay, good. It is jumbo size.
I'm actually just starting to feel it right now.
Yeah.
Puka, what's the secret to your mojito?
Lots of alcohol.
Is it a simple syrup?
It is the house-made simple syrup that I make. I take the finest raw sugar, And I melt it down. And then I pour it over my belly.
Oh, it is good.
Ew.
No? Okay.
Yeah, and actually your belly acts as like a very good filter for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair to filter. Ugh.
How's it taste now?
It tastes really good, actually.
Okay, are you big on Twitter, Instagram, that kind of shit?
I'm a big Instagram user and Tumblr still.
Oh, nice.
Tumblr? What's your Tumblr?
Banana Symphony, which is like my solo project.
Oh, when's the next Banana Symphony album going to drop?
Never.
No,
never going to drop.
I don't feel like, I mean, after seeing your Banana Symphony thing.
I don't think you can, like, say it's your current project if you're never going to do anything.
I'll do something.
It's an experience live, man.
Yeah, I'm only going to do live shows.
Hey, when's the next live show?
I don't know. Probably won't happen.
It's my current project, but it ended. That's so hip of you.
Well, I do work at Johnny Brenda's and every now and then.
So, what do you think you have a better shot against? A bear or a shark?
A bear. I don't think I understand sea creatures enough. I feel like I can connect with bears and maybe like psychologically whisper them.
Hmm. That's an interesting. Yeah, that's not usually the normal route people take, like a psychological mind meld with the bear.
He just said whisper. He didn't say mind. It's just a psychological whisper.
It's the next logical step with the whispering.
I actually am. I am following what you're trying to say though, because at least I could think I could maybe communicate with the bear like a little bit somehow about something. But with the shark, I don't know. I couldn't communicate with it.
You can't read those eyes. No, man. You can't read shark eyes.
Do you eat seafood?
Of course I eat seafood.
Okay, I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here, Bruno.
I don't know, do you eat
creatures
you don't understand? I guess it's better to eat creatures you don't understand than creatures you do understand.
I eat both. I don't get... Actually, no. I don't understand any creatures, really.
Who am I?
Great. Alright, insert a softball-related pun here, because we're going to start talking about softball now.
Okay, yeah, that was a great insert leeway into, segue into softball.
Alright, so speaking of softball, what is the secret to your definitely improved hitting over the season?
Just confidence going up.
Oh, wow, that's good. I like that answer.
You've been hitting the ball real hard.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I gotta get my aim a little better.
Contact. Yeah, you've actually had quite a few very deep balls be robbed of hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we have, like, those guys that just come randomly, and they're really, really good.
You know, it's all about, no, it really is. But, I mean, even if you take out really those athletic guys, I mean, it's just, like, it really is about who you hit it to often, not how hard you hit it.
Definitely. I live and die by that.
Yeah, that's why Kleger only hits graduates at third base. No.
It's a big part of my game.
So, did you play like baseball or softball before?
No.
Any sports?
Lacrosse and soccer.
Huh. I couldn't
imagine. Like late in your life or just when you're growing up?
I played soccer from like 5 to 9 and then switched over to lacrosse.
Okay, so
and then started smoking too much weed and skateboarding.
When did that happen?
Skateboarding is a sport.
Around like 11.
Okay.
13.
So no real.
At 11.
Just around New Hope and shit like that. Just waxing up curbs in New Hope, Peddler's Village.
Peddler's Village. Yeah.
Yeah, you know Peddler's Village. Yeah, Clegg has gone to a lot of nice. Had a lot of nice brunches.
The giant supermarket places like that. Yeah.
the real pride and soul.
How often did you go to Trenton?
Not often.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
All right. So, who brought you to softball originally? And is this your first year, or have you played in the past ever?
I think I played last year, like twice.
Yeah. I think that sounds familiar to me.
Yeah. Steve brought me. It was his idea for me to come.
did he pitch it to you like that? He's like, I have an idea
for you. Great idea for you. I don't remember, to be honest. He just invited me. You should play softball, dude. And I came. And that was it.
Cool. Do you have any sort of pregame rituals, or is it just kind of like, it's like a near 10, I guess we're going to softball now?
Yeah, it's usually that, you know, pick up a couple beers and then show up.
No, it is premeditated, then.
Yeah.
You got a beer of choice for softball, or?
I get Sierra Nevadas sometimes.
Oh, that's a nice classy drink.
But, you know, Narragansetts are the affordable.
Sure.
At Bottle Bar?
Yeah, I'll go to Bottle Bar.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want to go to Locopez and get their ticket?
I will now, yeah.
Wait, now that it's open. Beer?
I know, yeah, it was part of the plan of the expansion was to go.
Yeah, we got beer last night from Graham, who is a former softballer.
Rest in peace, Graham.
Rest in peace, Graham. Very awkward conversation with him, including, like...
I never know if he knows who I am. I mean, he doesn't, I'm pretty sure. But
no, he does. He does, because every time I see him, he doesn't acknowledge me, unless we were in a forced conversation, like... I was buying beer from him, and he was like, "What's up, man? How's softball?" And I was like,
"Oh, really?"
And I was like, "It's good, eh? You should come out some Thursday." He's like, "I work Thursday." And just like, I was like, "Okay, that's
interesting."
But you know, so would you be interested in getting a uniform? You know, or
yes,
a shirt.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you have any good ideas that you want to talk about with the uniforms? It seems like that's like the most enthusiastic you've answered any question. So
definitely should be baseball tees.
Yeah.
Three-quarter length.
Yeah.
What's your color? Quarters. What's your color preference there?
Yeah,
white and blue. White
should
and purple.
It be white,
yellow,
white body.
Yellow, blue.
It should be white body
white
with
body
colored
sure.
sleeve. What color sleeve?
Tie-dye.
I'm partial to like tie dye or
black?
Orange.
Ooh.
Or green.
Yeah, all those work for me.
Like a Kelly green, you know.
Yeah, I still
oh,
want
yeah.
blue or red. I feel like blue or red's been played.
Red works for me. Blue.
But those
I mean,
are so traditional.
I would need to see the shade for yeah, Buko. What if we took it and made it our own?
I don't want to do that. I want something to be made for me. I don't
Whatever.
Want to have to make it myself.
Uniforms ain't gonna happen. Well, I mean, maybe.
Maybe
so
next year.
You've played. You've pitched a little bit, and I assume you played some infield and outfield. What's a position that you haven't gotten to yet that you want to try out?
Second base. I've never played second base before.
Mm. I feel like you always wound up in the outfield. I feel like
first?
I've never even like
it's
seen
either,
you like field the ball
first.
It's either first or outfield.
Do you think you could catch a ball? I mean, I don't know. You do catch balls, but do you have the confidence?
I don't. It always depends on which glove I have because I show up without my own glove, so
yeah.
I have to. You know,
oh
bump
yeah,
glove.
That,
you
that one that's held together by like shoelace doesn't seem quite as,
yeah,
not as
yeah,
confidence inspiring.
Are you considering the investment of getting a glove?
No,
absolutely not. Right.
I haven't, to be honest.
All right,
this isn't really a question as much as a statement. No, actually, it's a command. I think that you should be a captain sometime soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Try I think it. You got it. I think you got what it takes.
Yeah?
I think like Yosky versus Steve Urgo would be a pretty good
matchup.
He would get really heated about that.
Would he?
Sure.
Well, you just gotta smoke him up first.
Yeah, you can be the yin to his yang. I'm sorry.
You're the worst.
I'm sorry. No, it wasn't even about anything. That makes sense though. If he's intense and you're not intense, although feel free to be intense about it.
I think Yosky's got another gear to him. You know, like. He just hasn't shown it yet because he hasn't been captain. All right. Well, you got any teammates you like having? Like, just I mean, I'm not trying to give Steve a future scouting report on who you're gonna pick, but you know, like.
I like being on Gabe's team.
Which Gabe?
I don't know his last name.
Black Gabe.
Black Gabe.
Yeah, Black.
We're doing so racial insensitivity classes for all of us. No, he's clearly the easiest.
But
one.
You mean Gabe Carrion, right?
What's up,
Gabe Carrion?
Yeah, Carrion.
Yeah.
Carrion.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Carry on.
He's got raw talent.
Yeah, him. Who's the other dude? He shows up with like a girlfriend.
Matt K.
Is it Reed?
No, yeah, Reed. I like being on Reed's team because
yeah.
he always
great all around guy.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's in a band up the chain, you ever heard of him?
Never heard of him, no.
I got pretty excited that I got him to like out twice, like pitching to him the week before, and I was like talking to him about it. He's like, dude, I was blacked out last week. I was like, damn it. You really took a nice moment from me, but all right. Okay, so last question. What's your walk-up music?
This one's going out to Gabe. What's his name?
Carrion.
He mentioned when he met me that there's this Outkast song where there's a line in it that goes, Yosky, Woski. Yeesky Weesky. So that I am choosing.
You don't even know what song it is.
I don't know what it's called.
Is it could be Spotty Yaddy
album
or whatever.
It's on what's it called? What's the classic album?
There's a bunch of them. ETLians?
No.
Southern player.
Nope. Keep them coming.
Stankonia.
Nope. Okay. Further back.
What's their first?
That's Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music.
That's the first one, and then there's one, another one.
Oh, Aquemini.
Aquemini.
Okay. Oh, wait. Idlewild.
What's the one with hay on it?
Yeah. Actually, I mean, Speakerbox All Below is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
I'm in the minority, and I think that Big Boy is really, really good. Probably better at Andre 3000.
Okay, I think Big Boy is really good. I just don't think he's good.
Dude, Sir Lucius Left with the Sun, Chico Dusty is an amazing album. His last one that came out is not that good.
Okay.
I feel like Andre's more consistent.
Yeah. And I feel like Andre really pushed the envelope a lot more.
I understand what you mean.
He has a more unique sound.
Yeah,
but I also think Big Boy pushes it too.
All right. Like, damn it.
Now for the game recap part of the podcast.
Right. We have two games to go over with you guys.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
This was before Labor Day or Memorial Day?
Labor Day.
Okay.
I agree. It's very hard to keep.
It's okay. We don't need to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. So who are the captains?
The captains were Gabe Carrion versus Gabe Yaski, our classic matchup, if you will.
Okay. And I remember, and so this was Carrion listened to the podcast, and he really did not like that we were trashing him, saying can't win the big game, can't draft well, and he was really determined to beat Yaski straight up, and I love the intensity into it. I thought it was a weird move that Gabe Carrion then didn't really draft a pitcher, but
he got rewarded for his lack of a plan, I guess.
I love how you can finish my sentence like that. But yeah, Steph pitched, and by far the story of the game was Steph's effectiveness at pitching. She pitched the whole game, and she pitched extremely well.
Right. She got hit really hard in the first inning.
First inning, she got mercy ruled, and honestly, that inning was my least favorite inning of softball this year because I was in the outfield. Mental mistakes, along with just bloops, getting hit. We got mercy ruled. I think we got one out. It was not great feeling. I thought that was the way the game was going to go for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Gabe Carrion famously moved in, even though I told him that Kate, where she puts it.
Oh, yeah.
And then she put it exactly there. It was not good for team
morale.
And
then I forget who he did it. He did the same thing. He came in on them, and then it was a hit up the middle, and if he had stayed back, he would have gotten to it on the ground, but he didn't.
So, yeah, inauspicious start.
Right. But then, you know, credit to the new planets. The new planets, I believe.
The new planets.
Yes. Who came back and, you know, put up a four spot the very next half inning. There's a ton of errors on our team.
Yosuke, you let off. Do you remember the intensity? Yeah.
It was very intense.
Yeah. Actually, I think you struck out to start the game.
Yeah.
I had you swinging at some pitches.
Buka, how'd you feel pitching against Steph?
I felt good. It's tough for me. I was cheering for her because I know that she gets frustrated easily. I know she's extremely frustrated after the first inning, but I was glad to see that she settled down.
Yeah, that's how I feel about she usually gets frustrated, and it was really great to see her bear down and compete.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's she did great.
She was able to go inside, and she effectively pitched. Like, it was kind of like, I don't know exactly what it was. It was, like, chipping away on the strike zone. I don't know. I didn't bat against her, so I don't have, like, that firsthand.
For the most part, I think that she was doing a really good job pitching low and away, which is a tough part for people to hit, to get real good contact on, especially if you're an inexperienced hitter. Also, she had a sort of a strange delivery, and not in a bad way, but the ball comes out of her hand not at where you'd think it would be. It's not when it's over her head. It sort of, like, comes out shoulder height on her. So difficult to pick up the ball. So it was effective. Anyway, the next inning, Steve Urgo, it's your birthday, but you...
Steve Urgo hit rock bottom.
Yeah. He had three errors of the, like, simple pop-up, slow ground ball.
Yeah, there were gifts.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And he himself admitted that he was maybe a little bit too high. He also led off for my team and didn't exactly cover himself in glory.
You purposefully put me and Steve up against each other since he was first in line and I wasn't first.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. That's what makes you guys perfect. It's like you don't even need to do it.
Just and like you, a natural thing.
As Klegger says, yeah.
Thanks.
Let's not bring that to the field.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. So, and Allie was there, which was cool. That was a little unexpected treat.
Yeah, and so is Jeremy, who's your brother-in-law.
That's true. That was the first game as, you know, the first time I've ever had a brother play with me.
Oh, that's so
And we were on the same team. Jeremy did really well. I'm happy about that.
Did he slap you on the back and say, good job, brother?
We didn't really have that moment yet.
But it was, and he looked like he was having a lot of fun out there. He had a great game, too. 2 for 3, 3 runs scored.
Yeah, so what was, like, the catalyst of the comeback? It looks like just we were ready to bear down, and after that first, you know, the six-pack was put on us, we just kind of gelled and defensively.
Yeah, you guys had a very surprisingly. Solid, you guys had a pretty solid lineup top to bottom. Honestly, people, you know, Sean Carr, I always have trouble pitching to. Even Ron Gallo, he's not a guy that's super, but he hits the ball hard now. He's getting better as the season's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Ron's been looking real good offensively.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys were just getting contributions from everyone, which is usually a way to win, is everyone gets a bloop hit there, good base running. We actually had a chance to tie at the end. Bases were loaded, nobody out, and Steve got doubled up on a liner to short, which I think ended his day in a
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was quite awesome. I batted for the first time this season,
and
pretty bad. The knee didn't feel super comfortable.
Yeah,
I was fading away, but you know, I was glad that I did it at least.
Yeah, I think there were two. There was two pretty big plays at the plate or interesting plays. There was one where someone slid in on our tag or just got him tagged right at the end. Forget what happened exactly, but it happened. And somebody got caught in a rundown. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And it got confused.
Yeah, I do remember that. What I do remember, one of the big plays was, there's runners on first and second. And
that's a and picture
I think,
of a fish.
I think Kate Corcoran hit a grounder to Jeremy, who was playing second base. And Steve accidentally ran over him trying to get the ball.
Yeah. No, there was absolutely interference on the play.
Right.
Yeah. Ergo absolutely interfered with the play. So the call, like Major Leagues, whatever, would have called him out and the play would have been dead, I guess. I'm not sure exactly.
Right, but like we you know, we run a little bit less tight shit.
Yeah, so everybody agreed to redo it. And what happened after that?
She wound up getting on base anyway, either via ground or a single. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think part of the confusion around that play, because Ergo would have scored on that play.
Right, Ergo and I both scored. But on the replay didn't. But I think justice was served. I mean, Steve got doubled up anyway. It was just. But the play would be dead, right? Like immediately in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't know what would have happened with Kate though. I guess it would have just been like a foul ball for her kind of thing. I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
But yeah, final score was
9-7. Woo! It was a really good game overall.
Yeah,
I think one of the best of the season.
The Cum Babies actually did have a chance to win in their final half inning.
Yeah, we had the bases loaded, nobody out, but there's a line drive to Reed, who was playing shortstop, and he caught it. And Steve, maybe just a tiny bit slow on the uptake, got tagged going back to second. So
yeah,
that sort of took the wind out of our sails.
But I mean, then he gets a flyout to end the game, so right down to the wire.
Yeah, it was a great game. We had a game this past week, on Thursday.
Yeah.
Interesting captain's choice. Ronnie wanted to be captain, but Matt Kay showed up on time for the first time. He also wanted to be captain. So usually we wouldn't probably pair Ronnie and Matt Kay together.
Well, originally it was Matt Kay versus myself, but I mean, I really didn't have too much of an interest in playing.
Yeah.
I would have liked to match up against Matt Kay, but Ronnie had the enthusiasm and I wasn't going
to
let that go.
I think
away.
That was generally just that thing. It's just like, we thought about trying to do something else, but no, let's just let her play it straight up.
Exactly. Attendance was a little down due to, I guess there was like a threat of rain kind of thing, and then there's also the first game of football season, but we had more than enough to play, ultimately.
Yeah, and the game was pretty fun, I think, for the most part. Ronnie maybe didn't draft the strongest team. She picked the most fun team
Yeah.
That she could pick. But, you know...
I would have liked to draft a little bit more competitively, but it's difficult with the lack of players that were there.
Sure.
I thought that the teams were pretty close on paper.
Right. I pitched, and I pitched terribly.
Yeah, the big story of the game is that Buco, for about an inning and a third, was very hittable, and we hit him hard.
It's true. And on the other side, Greg Rosen was pitching for the Dabs, and he pitched very well. There's so many grounders. I think almost every out. He didn't strike anyone out. Almost every single out except for one was a grounder. Ground out. He was just, I don't know what it was about the way he was pitching. Might have also been the batters weren't getting good wood on it, but...
Yeah. Looks like the heart of the lineup for Dabs went...
Really, yeah, that was what really got me.
3-for-4, 4-for-4.
Yeah, Sean, I told you, I can't pitch to Sean. Yeah, he always gets hits off.
Shankar has no plate discipline, and it's crazy, and he still gets... He just swings at absolutely everything.
And he swings down, and it just doesn't make sense.
Up high in the zone.
Yeah.
And he was hitting RBIs. It looks like he only had one RBI, but I thought that he was in position to get a lot more and did well.
Yeah, but you know your whole lineup. I mean, you played really well.
Thank you.
Three runs scored, pretty good for you. You're now first in the league in runs.
Yeah, I almost scored four. I think I almost scored three in one inning, but I
don't think that was right.
I almost scored two in one inning.
You did score two in one inning.
Almost scored three in one inning.
Okay, sure,
dude. Because Shankar rounded first, and remember he tried to go to second, and I should have bolted for home. But I was caught spectating, and then they made the out at first. I would have scored. There was two outs.
Oh, that's true.
Would have been three. I looked at the lineup. No, I didn't. So the final score was...
8-3.
8-3, but I think it was still a fun game. it was definitely fun for the Dabs, because the Dabs got to hit a lot. And it looks like the Ronnie's winners did not get to hit as much.
Yeah, so we only got three innings. We started a little late, and... Our team was spent most of the time in the field. So, you know, but think, you know, again, Ronnie picked a fun team. We had some team spirit. We just didn't get it done in the end.
Yeah, so, Buco, in the beginning of the year, obviously you started on the DL, but then you were pitching, and you're pitching very effectively and getting a lot of wins. But ever since you started hitting, you're now on a losing streak.
Well, part of it's my
interesting
team.
Interesting storyline.
The other part, I think
way to throw your team under the bus.
My team changes every week.
Teams...
Yeah, it's most of it's luck of the draw. I was 6-0, based purely on luck, I think. Also, I think my arm's getting a little tired. I think I'm ready to...
interesting.
I need to see a German specialist.
Interesting late-season storyline.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, but we'll see.
How many more games do you think we have in us?
I want to get two really good games. See what happens, but I want to get, two more solid games under our belt.
Okay, yeah. The weather's looking pretty good for Thursday.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, you want to just wrap it up?
Wrap it up. Please come on Thursday?
Oh, yeah, I was saying... Okay, yes. So, that's the podcast. Yoski, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See you guys.
Mojito's gone, and you're looking a little red.
Not to bring up the Asian thing again.
Oh, I thought that wasn't...
Buco, you're looking a little red. You look like a fucking cherry tomato.
Well, now I look red.
Bye, guys.